You're listening to Sean Mulroney's Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
Lymphedema is a chronic disease that results in a buildup of lymph fluid that occurs when the lymphatic system is either faulty or damaged. There's no cure, but it can be effectively treated. Millions go undiagnosed and untreated for lymphedema. Unbelievably, Medicare and many other insurance plans do not cover doctor-prescribed supplies. That would decrease the incidences of complications and disabilities resulting from this chronic disease. That's what we're going to talk about today. I'm Sean Mulroney.
I'm Brandon Glore.
And this is the Obesity Revolution podcast. And Brandon, you said something in the other episode that you got some education on lymphedema because you went to 4 years of college. Was anything ever discussed on lymphedema? Did they ever cover that? That's a hard question, but did they ever say anything about lymphedema?
No, not at all. Actually, when I first met Sean and he told me that he had lymphedema, I figured, okay, I'll look up a little bit and figure out what we need to do. So the first thing I actually went to is I had, you know, an entire semester of special populations where you learn to work with the disabled individuals and then a big broad band of individuals. So I grabbed my special populations textbook, grabbed it, opened up. I'm going to look up lymphedema and we're going to figure out how we need to go about it. Nothing in there.
Nothing.
Not one thing.
Nada. None. Zip. Mm-mm. And special population that...
It's made to work, briefly teach you about different populations that aren't, you know, your standard generic individual. Anything outside of the standards is what that would cover.
We have to change that.
Absolutely.
Seriously. Okay. Say you're just a regular trainer, okay? Mm-hmm. Just off the bat. Which you're not a regular trainer because you have compassion. See, I don't want to knock the health. I love the health and fitness industry. I mean, it's about weight loss. And another point that even, you know, our producer Shu brought up is that, you know, why aren't you working with obese people? You're in the weight loss industry. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Why just because they want to lose vanity weight? These people need to lose weight and need some help. I mean, we don't know. We don't know. So that needs to change.
Yeah.
In education. Mm-hmm. So you went to your special, you didn't learn anything in college. You paid for it. Something's got to give, Brandon.
Well, we got to bring the awareness up.
And I think that's what we're doing with the Obesity Revolution. But this lymphedema thing is an uphill battle and it's a struggle. I mean, it is.
Oh, without a doubt.
I'm off balance. You know, the walking, all that stuff. You said awareness, okay? Education, awareness. I want to see happening is that us going in there to colleges, you know what I'm saying, to medical professionals, wherever they're at, they need to have a big course on lymphedema in the textbook across the board.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, but we've got to get the medical field to recognize it. Medical field recognizes it, then the schooling will come, you know?
That's what we do.
We have to.
Well, and that's what this Lymphedema Treatment Act, which we're going to talk more with our guest, Melvin. This is what happens because I'm going to therapy now. You know that, Brandon. Mm-hmm. I go 2 days a week. And when I go there, I have to get this garment, this special leg assist for my leg. And then also these biker type shorts to lift the belly. Because my therapist says that my belly fold is like, I'm like a crimped hose. Mm-hmm. And I'll get Melvin's take on this here in a second. It's a crimped hose, and that's how I am. And the fluid can't throw in. It's protein. It's not just regular fluid. It's a thick sludge. Mm-hmm. It's like baking soda and water mixed together. That's how thick it is. And so I have to lift it up there. And my insurance does not cover any of my garments. I have to pay $1,400 out of pocket for this leg assist.
And correct me if I'm wrong. It's being looked at as a cosmetic issue,
it
correct?
Is. Am I right? We got Melvin Osborne here.
I'm going to step in a little bit on this, what you're talking about with this. Medicare. Trying to get a couple of words changed. We have to have Congress and the Senate to come in and do it, to change a couple of words in Medicare for the simple reason. Medicare considers our compression garments something that will last us for 2 years. They do not. They're only good for 6 months. We need that couple little change in the wording in there to do that. So that's the reason why we have to come together and ask Congress and the Senate to pass this bill. This bill is in Washington, D.C. There's a lady out of North Carolina who actually started this. She has twin boys. One of them was born with lymphedema. And that's why she got this started with this in Washington, D.C. And I got involved more or less with this in 2012, seeing that I needed to do something. So my first encounter with actually getting involved was in 2014. I went to the National Lymphedema Network Conference in Washington, D.C. After that was over with, they were having what they call lobby days. I actually, the total of time, I spent 10 days in Washington, D.C. at that time. And with that, we had everything put together for us. All the meetings were scheduled for us to go talk to the congressman at that time. Hopefully, we could get the bill passed. All right. Some of the congressmen were on board with it. They were co-sponsoring the bill. Some of them weren't. We've got a pretty good following with a congressman co-sponsoring the bill now. I can't remember exactly how many, and the senators, we need to get them on board more with them to co-sponsor the bill. But the only way we're going to do this, you've documented what you're doing.
Right.
Find out. Get a hold of your congressman.
You're going to help us with that, right?
Yes, I'll help you with it all the way.
Because you've already done that over in Illinois.
Yes.
Where have you spoken? Give everybody just what you've done. You've been in Washington, D.C. three times, correct?
Well, I'm going to go back to last year.
Do that, Melvin.
I attended six different political functions. I was able to speak at four of them on lymphedema.
Look at you.
And hopefully this year we get the bill passed to get our garments paid for through Medicare. When that happens, a lot of the insurance companies will follow suit because the insurance companies follow suit with Medicare, what they will do. Another thing that's happened in the state of Illinois, and I hope that we can get it here in Missouri also. I told you about it before.
Are we going to?
We're going to do it.
Yes.
But what happened, I did, and it's only taken me 5 years basically to get this far with it in the state of Illinois. My state representative, I met with him last year in Springfield, Illinois, before the Human Resources, told my story, told a story about a little girl who's 2.5 years old who has lymphedema. They come back and said, okay, we can put this out for rare diseases, and we'll introduce it in to where we can put it on the Illinois Income Tax Return checkmark donation. And once we get this done, there's other things that's going on to our lymphatic system.
Well, let me interject here real quick. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. There's more stuff out there for women with lymphedema and not a lot for men.
That is correct. The reason why a lot of this is, most of the women who have lymphedema has breast cancer. They're funded. Breast cancer research is funded. Okay. Primary lymphedema is not funded. There's no research being done on this.
Give the difference between primary and secondary lymphedema.
Primary, you can be born with it. It can lay dormant for many years. You may, like me, 30, 40 years of age, it starts coming back on you. You have no idea.
That's what my therapist thinks, that I have primary lymphedema that lay dormant, and that infection that I got cellulitis activated it.
That is correct.
So I don't have secondary. I have primary.
That is correct.
And they always told me I had secondary, but she says no, because of where it's at and what I have and how I'm built, I probably was born with it.
That is correct. Someplace along the line, your lymphatic system is, I'm going to say, a little on the weak side. I'm just,
thanks a lot, man.
Yeah.
Man. That hurt my feelings, Melvin.
but I'm going to give you another little, for instance, that happened to me about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. If you'll notice, this is on my arm here, mm-hmm. on my hand. Mm-hmm. It was around Thanksgiving time. English walnuts, you know what they all are, the big nuts. The nutcracker's too big for them.
Oh.
So you don't use a hammer. I didn't use a hammer. I get them with my hands and I, you know, do this.
You can break them?
Yeah.
With your hand?
Yeah.
Man, you're the Hulk.
No, you don't want to do that.
I guarantee you.
Reason why I'm saying that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say a couple weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 3 weeks. I can't tell you offhand for sure. But anyway, I was going to go to a lymphedema support group Christmas party that day.
You bring your nutcracker?
Yeah. It'd have been nice. But
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You went to the Christmas party.
I was getting ready to go to the Christmas party. I got up, got myself dressed. I thought, I don't feel exactly good, but I'll be all right.
Uh-huh.
I got in my pickup. I didn't get 5 miles down the road. I turned around and went back to the house. Barely was able to make it into the house because I had cellulitis. It's actually from my elbow to my hand, and that was on my forearm. She said, what are you doing back? I said, you get yourself dressed now. She says, why?
Talking to your wife that way?
That's just right. Yeah, okay. I mean, I was, you know.
You were mad.
Yeah.
You woman.
Yeah.
Woman.
Yeah. But from this cellulitis, it developed that quick on me. She took me to the emergency room. I walked in there, and they actually looked at me. They admitted me immediately. 4 days of antibiotics.
IV.
That is correct. And what was actually the, I'm not saying the hardest thing, or to me, it was kind of an odd thing I'm going to say about it. The doctor who was treating me there, I said, I want a referral to physical therapy. You do not need it. I said, I'm telling you, I want that before you diss me today. So what she did, she put me on occupational therapy. I said, no, you don't get it. You put PT or OT on there. I can go to either one that are certified therapists for this. So that's what she did. And that's when I went and actually went to the therapist, got therapy on this because I was developing it in my hand here. And also, there's another little segment with this. A lot of people don't know this. And women who have breast cancer normally ends up with it. They call it cording. It's what is up in this part of the arm. And that, and what it was sticking out and my arm was starting to draw up on me. And if I wouldn't have stood my ground to the doctor to get that therapy referral over there, I would probably be walking around with my right arm doubled up, you know.
Man, there's so much to this. And then even estrogen, you know what I mean? We talked about estrogen. My estrogen is super high. My testosterone is super low. I'm on hormonal replacement therapy. You know, I'm taking testosterone and then I'm taking an estrogen blocker. So what do you think about that? Where related to what you said about your arm, that my finger, where I can't even, I have to go like that in order to keep it straight. I'm trying to fight to keep it up there.
The sad part about this lymphedema, it can attack any part of your body, any part. I'm going to say this. I have a daughter who lives in Arkansas, developed cellulitis in her face and her eye. After this is all taken care of, she's going to have to go for therapy. She's going to need it.
Incredible point. And so, I wish it, when 2000, when I got that first bout of cellulitis, I should have went to a therapist. I could have got ahead of the curve. It was already a tidal wave coming down. It was taking me down that road from 2000 all the way to 2009 when I got my first lymphatic therapy appointment and didn't know about it.
I'm going to add something to that for you.
Go ahead, please.
There's a lady who I know had breast cancer. She comes to a support group meeting that I go to. Mm-hmm. What happens with this, if they get ahead of it, you know what I'm saying, they know about it, and they start treating this right away. I'm not saying everybody. I'm just saying it.
Right.
But what happens, I've known two people that's happened this. A man who had breast cancer, mm-hmm, and a woman,
right,
had breast cancer. A lot of people don't think men have it, but
yeah,
they do. By her getting ahead of everything and getting the therapy that she needs and the compression garment on there, she can do without her compression garment sometimes. If she's out working with her hands, she wears her compression garment because what happens, she needs that little extra help. But there's just things if we get ahead of it.
So let me ask you a question. Sean's lymphedema is pretty severe, as are his imbalance in his hormones. As we've talked about, estrogen incredibly high, testosterone incredibly low. When it comes to weight loss, hormones are very, very important that we have those balanced out. Do you think having extra high estrogen levels, a lot of bad issues come with that, is that a factor with lymphedema? Are you more likely to have lymphatic issues the higher your estrogen count is?
From what I understand of it, like I said, I'm no doctor, but what I understand of it, it could be.
Okay.
It could be. You know, like I said, not knowing on the medical side of it that much about it, I don't want to really say yes that
right,
is what it
is. Of course. But it just makes me look at how I start analyzing my clients who have that now. Because one, again, we always want to get the hormones level out because they're a thermostat to our entire body and how we work. So someone I'm helping and training and he's losing weight has severe lymphedema, but we are not quite sure what his hormone panel is. So I'd be interested to see if his estrogen is incredibly high with his testosterone being very low.
To that point, Brandon, we need to get this going to where they get a medical evaluation, that they get a whole panel before they even start on knowing what's going on. Because mm-hmm, I think we you know, well, let me say this. We've had to sort of reverse engineer this.
Oh, man.
right? I mean, mm-hmm. I didn't have a trainer who would take me on 35 plus. We know the story. You took me on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in a real good world, I wish I would have had a medical evaluation, true blood workup. Never did. No doctors would ever test mm-hmm. an endocrinologist. She wouldn't even test my estrogen.
Yeah.
She said, no, you just need to eat less, move more. She said, you're fat. Basically, what she was saying, you put me on a workout plan that was modified for me mm-hmm. and also meal plans, which you adjusted how many times?
Dozens.
Dozens. And so we went through that. And then all of a sudden, that first year, I went through 100 pounds. Dr. Kip, our doctor, says it was a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we reverse engineered to where we're at right now. This is the first time I have all four of these together. I would normally do a meal plan mm-hmm. and work out. I went to therapy, of course, never had a true medical workout. So I would do these three, but they were all at the same time. Now it's like I have all of them in order. So in real life, instead of going to where you put me through the workout, you took mm-hmm. me on. I think that what I need to do is everybody that we come encounter with that have these same kind of things is give them a true medical workup, where their hormones are, where their metabolic system is.
Correct. We're working backwards on it, and blood work does not lie. There is no falter in blood work, but blood work isn't analyzed like it should be. It's pushed off, and it's there now, not for all the medical doctors, but a lot of doctors, it's just used to sit there and prescribe you something and then make some money. We need to figure out what is going wrong, not only with our cholesterol and our triglycerides and our blood sugar levels and our A1C and all that stuff. We also need to find out hormonally what is going on. And then when we get that blood work back, we get that full panel, not just kind of seeing what our generic numbers are, get that, then we can see, oh, Sean's estrogen is really high, testosterone's low. We know he has swelling in his legs. Do we need to start considering lymphedema? You know, like we can start correlating all these things to be able to hopefully get to the problem before it's there.
And then Dr. Kip and Brandon come together, okay? And they're already going through the medical, but also the mental aspect of it. We're getting their mind.
Right.
If you don't get your mind in shape, you don't have a work in, you'll never work out. So all that to say, Brandon, is that after we find out all their hormone levels, all their, the whole panel that comes mm-hmm. back, their A1C, all that stuff, which my A1C is 5.1.
Mm-hmm.
My cholesterol is perfect. My cholesterol is better than the average man, Dr. Kip said.
Which, this is a great point. In all things, you have actually pretty good blood work.
Exactly.
But we can't just look at that.
But they missed the things underneath.
We missed the entire hormonal imbalance issue, which again is in the blood.
But the medical field passes that up.
Correct.
They just skim over that and they push it to the side. It's nothing to be said.
Correct.
So what we're doing with the Obesity Revolution program, mm-hmm. which you and Dr. Kip can now come together and now do an individual plan
right.
for what they can do as far as workout, what they can do as far as eating-wise mm-hmm. too, having a therapist working with us, and then also a doctor working with them, and then a trainer. That's a perfect package, which we had to reverse engineer that.
Right.
I just wanted to bring that in because this is pretty amazing,
mm-hmm.
and I feel that that's where I'm that guinea pig or the world's largest lab rat. In essence.
To give our listeners a little bit of motivation here, and that's why I'm enjoying listening to Melvin has to say. Guys, if you want an answer bad enough, don't stop till you get it.
What you're saying, Brandon and Nat, and what you're saying, when you go to that doctor or you go to that lab, make sure that doctor is doing everything for you that you need.
Yes.
Or don't have that doctor.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm getting at, what we have to do with what you're talking about, we have to educate the doctors.
Right. That is right.
Believe it or not, I had to educate my doctor on lymphedema.
Here's the thing, though. Some of them don't want to listen because we're the patient, they're the doctor. And that's why I love about Dr. Kip. He says, I expect my patients to listen to me. But we as doctors need to listen to our patients, too. We got
That's
two
right.
ears and one mouth.
That's right.
So you said about that finding and seeking that answer.
Yes. So, for instance, we want to get Sean's weight off. We want to get Sean healthy. We want to get Sean in shape. Sean and I have an agreement, and if you guys haven't heard it before, we will not stop until that happens. We won't. And there's nothing around it. Every morning we wake up, we're going to attack this battle. Because again, if you're going through it, somebody else is too, and we want to be able to help those people. But if your main concern is weight loss, you know, because you're listening to this podcast, which the majority of, I imagine, is, things aren't going to happen overnight. They're not going to happen in a year, sometimes 2 years. But if you stay persistent and keep fighting it. Again, that's what I love, Melvin, visiting with everybody and going, you know, getting to the legal side of the whole things.
Yes.
He wants an answer and he wants something fixed, and he's not stopping until it happens, and neither are we.
No, we're not, Brandon.
So you guys don't back down. don't give up.
Melvin, explain this Lymphedema Treatment Act.
The Lymphedema Treatment Act is for people who need help with their compression garments and that. We need to go and call the congressman, call out of our district or our senator, and call Washington, D.C., and keep talking to those people up there. If you call daily, so be it. There's someone who's going to do this. Ask them to please help us pass this bill this year. We need that help. You know, because a lot of them are co-sponsoring the bill already. Sometime before too much longer, what I want to do with this, with you and Brandon both, the lady who actually took and done this, got this bill started, I want you to be able to talk to her personally with this.
Absolutely.
To where we can actually come together, we can put this together, we can do something to actually push it to the public.
Man.
We have to.
Let's do it.
We have to.
I'm ready. Let's roll up our sleeves, man. I mean, Melvin, that's why I brought you to here.
This whole deal is part of Sean's journey, so we'll do it.
So here's the thing. Last thing for you to say. If somebody's struggling with lymphedema, give something that they need to do real quick.
The quickest thing I would do, if you think that you have lymphedema, have your doctor to give you a referral on that. Go to a physical therapist who is certified on lymphedema or an occupational therapist who is certified on lymphedema. And you may have to do this to find out where they are located at, because there's not a list of them out there, a lot of them. You call your hospitals around. You call and see if they're there and make sure that they're certified. Very important.
Perfect. Well, we have Melvin Osborne, not Ozzy Osborne. It's Osborne, right?
Right, that is correct.
Yeah, he'll burn you, right?
Yep.
So we got Melvin Osborne. It was awesome to have you on today.
Thank you.
Yes,
and
it was.
It was amazing. We only scratched the surface, didn't we, Brandon?
Oh, man. There was a lot. Learned a lot. But last thought is just, you know, catching those signs early if you can. So if you think you're struggling with it, lymphedema, that is, you know. Take some action. Don't wait. Don't wait and stay consistent with it. Right, Melvin?
That's correct.
Don't stop.
Don't stop. Go through with it. We're the Obesity Revolution. I'm Sean Maroney.
I'm Brandon Glore.
Get healthy.
Stay healthy.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey at #TeamSean, #TheObesityRevolution, or go to theobesityrevolution.com.